加拿大著名人权律师、前亚太司司长大卫·乔高和律师大卫·麦塔斯昨晚抵达台湾。2006年，两人发表了有关中共活体摘除并贩卖法轮功学员器官谋取暴利的调查报告，令举世哗然。几年来，他们奔走各国，他们的调查报告已经以18种语言翻译出版。这次来台，除了继续关注中国人权，两人的著作《血腥的活摘器官》一书也即将有中文版问世。
原本预计周末铺台的米雷台风迅速北转，让两个大卫能如期在周六安全抵达台湾。短暂休息一夜后，立刻参加有关中国人权的座谈。
The day our first report came out, they put a thing up in their embassy in Ottawa saying that we were anti-China.
Concern about human rights violations moved about the victims to help them cope with their suffering. By showing solidarity with the victims, we acknowledge that we too are victims of the crime.
这是自2006年公布有关中共活摘法轮功学员器官谋取暴利的调查报告后，两位大卫第三度来台。他们几年来为此事奔走各国，向全世界诉说在中国大陆发生的人权现况。2006年来台时，包括前副总统吕秀莲和前陆委会主委吴钊燮都曾公开接见并表示关切。
I think the Taiwanese government has made a real effort to try to stop the transplant tourism traffic from Taiwan into China as a result of a report, and that of course is positive.
08年政党轮替后再度来台，此行并没有安排中央政府代表接见，但对于两岸往来频繁，活摘调查报告中文版问世，麦塔斯认为有重要意义。
Person-to-person contact, I think, it can have a real impact between Taiwan and China, impacting.Chinese views of themselves, and if the Chinese people start to understand how oppressive and wrong and misplaced and cruel and mean the Communist Party is, I think it'll have an impact on the evolution of human rights in China.
两位加拿大人都叫大卫，念同一所大学，有相同的价值理念，为人权奋斗，坚持不懈。新唐亚太电视曾一豪、张明竹，台湾台报道。
前加拿大亚太司长大卫·乔高和人权律师大卫·麦塔斯在台湾高雄透过《血腥的活摘器官》一书揭露中共活摘法轮功学员器官的恶行，他们呼吁台湾民众不要前往大陆做移植手术。请看来自台湾的报道。
We are here in Taiwan because we're trying to stop the killing of Falun Gong authorities.And Taiwan's an important part of the problem and an important part of the solution.
据统计，台湾等候肾脏移植的病患就多达63000人。在等不到适当捐赠者的情况下，有不少人透过中介前往大陆做移植手术。但麦塔斯认为，求保命不是默许恶行的理由。
To me, this is not a dilemma. It shouldn't be thought of as a dilemma. You do not kill an innocent person in order to cure a sick person. These people on dialysis wouldn't think of murdering their neighbors in order to get off dialysis, but that's in effect what they're doing when they go to China for a transplant. So the fact that they're on dialysis, the fact that people need transplants is not an excuse for murder, and nobody should suggest it should be.
南部军事检察署检察长李正雄在听完两个大卫的演讲后表示，活摘器官这是前所未有的邪恶。
哪一个国家能做到说两个礼拜就可以提供鲜活的器官呢？这是不可能的。这种种的证据啊，虽然这两个人没有进入大陆去，但是他从客观的这个求证比对来讲的话，事实上已经得到一个结论，这真的是这个星球上前所未有的邪恶。
随着两岸交往日益频繁，麦塔斯也期待台湾民众能将事实真相带给大陆人民。
If we get the message across that the killing of Falun Gong for their organs can stop, and if we get that message across in Taiwan to the Taiwanese and to the visiting Chinese mainlanders, that will be an important part of the solution.
在台湾短暂停留6天，两个大卫所言所行仍在为他们坚持的人权理念而奋斗。新唐亚太电视林宏观、施怡君，台湾高雄采访报道。 带您关心台湾的最新消息。写新的活摘器官一书作者，两位加拿大人权律师大卫麦塔斯与大卫乔高，在台湾的行程马不停蹄，从台北新竹一路往下，在昨天来到了台中的中兴大学，持续向台湾各界揭露中共血腥摘除法轮功学员器官的真相。台湾中部许多一届法官以及多位学者及民意代表出席与谈。
2006年，两个大卫发表有关中共活体摘除并贩卖法轮功学员器官谋取暴利的调查报告，震惊全球。几年来，两人持续奔走各国，努力揭露中国大陆人权恶况。
Well, when we did our first report in 2006 and 2007, the second report, we were estimating there's about 10,000 transplants a year and about 7,500 are coming from Falun Gong practitioners and 2,500 from prisoners sentenced to death. But since then, the death penalty has gone down, so we would say that maybe 8,500 are coming from Falun Gong practitioners, about 1,500 from prisoners sentenced to death. Glimpses that we get that the problem that we identified when we first did a report has worsened, and that the volume of organs coming from Falun Gong practitioners has increased rather than decreased.
星期二，两个大卫来到台中的中兴大学研讨会期间，与会民意代表、学者与学生无不仔细聆听。
个人对于发生在中国这样的一个迫害人权的这样的一个悲剧感到非常的这个愤怒
我们的。这个今天参加的讨论大师大卫这个麦塔斯先证实到2005年这个时候呢活摘器官的数目有41,500人，其中多数虽然是有死刑犯，但是呢多数是来自于法轮功的成员被活摘器官的，那可见大陆这个严重性在哪里。所以在这里我们也呼吁大陆当局应该积极的推动民主跟自由。
血腥的活摘器官一书已经翻译成18种语言，谴责中共迫害人权的国际压力也再次涌向中国大陆。新台电视李元龙、赵阳，台湾台中采访报道。
观众朋友好，接下来带您关心台湾的最新消息。两位人权律师大卫麦塔斯与大卫乔高2006年首度来台，发表有关中共活摘法轮功学员器官贩卖牟利的调查报告之后，当时全台湾有11个县市通过人权决议，谴责中共迫害法轮功学员及非法贩卖人体器官的恶行，台南市是其中之一。29号，台南市议会举办记者会，议员强调，血腥的活摘器官是台湾人不可不知的真相。
对于台南市议会2006年通过谴责中共迫害法轮功学员及非法贩售人体器官的人权决议，加拿大人权律师大卫麦塔斯表示强烈支持。
Now, the city council has already, I've learned, opposed by resolution the persecution of the Falun Gong, opposed the movement of people from Taiwan to mainland China for transplants, and intends to follow through in those resolutions in various ways. The national government is more likely to react and do something something more to prevent this abuse than it already has done.
我们是觉得这个是很残忍的事情。那当然也表示说，中国这个国家对整个一个生命的价值呢，它是不太予以重视的。
医师非法去种借器官的部分呢，我们如果查到的话哈，卫生局将会依医疗法最重处以那个撤照的一个处分。
台南市议员表示，血腥的活摘器官是台湾民众不可不知的真相，国人到中国大陆移植器官有道德上的疑虑。
所以我们的政府就是除了要加强宣导之外，那我们要更积极的就是来订这个法律，就是来禁止这样子的事情呢一直不断的在发生。
但是如果要用好几个人的命才能换到一个人的健康，这样的行为不只是不道德， 而且它是一个犯罪的行为。
学者认为，血腥的活摘器官中译本发行对台湾人民非常重要。
像他们来这边做先导或者翻译这本书，其实对我们人民的教育是很重要的。
加拿大前亚太司司长大卫乔高表示，两岸人民来往频繁，希望借由血腥的活摘器官中文版的发行，让更多世人知道真相。新唐亚太电视史经王陈锡辉台湾台南采访报道。
大卫乔高和大卫麦塔斯来到台湾成功大学进行第三场演说，以两岸器官移植现况为题，揭露中共血腥摘除法轮功学员器官牟利的真相，也呼吁台湾民众不要做盗卖器官的帮凶。
带来血腥的活摘器官中文版，两位大卫希望让更多台湾民众明白仍在中国发生的残酷事实，不要成为盗卖器官的帮凶。
Tour of AustraliaAnd we talked, the Australian Broadcasting put us on several nights. It was a very, very helpful publicity for the issue. And we learned about 6 months later that Australians had stopped going, how did it say, had collapsed. The number of Australians going to China for organs had collapsed.
Taiwan is the high volume of traffic, the high volume of people who go to China for transplants.And that's a particular problem, but it's a separate problem. And we cannot wait for the donation problem to be solved, for the traffic to China to be solved. That has to be solved now.
听闻中共活摘器官牟利的暴行，让与会来宾感到深恶痛绝。
这个政党哦，是完全漠视人民的生命的一种恶劣的、非常非常恶劣的一个政权。这个东西不应该存在于世界了。
林连辉律师说，这些血腥的恶行终究要面对法律的追究。
那么对大陆这些犯罪行为啊，我们也可以，比如说可以从世界这个人权的法律里头啊去追究它。
两位大卫在全球为中国人权奔走，希望能有更多人认识到21世纪的中共暴行，同时制止迫害继续发生。新唐亚太电视胡家豪、陈锡辉台湾台南采访报道。
5年前，加拿大著名人权律师大卫麦塔斯和前亚太司司长、资深国会议员大卫乔高自愿为法轮功受迫害真相联合调查团调查。他们不畏中共阻挠，通过多方数据的对比和调查访谈，收集了52项证据，出版《血腥的活摘器官》一书。人权律师表示，这本书中文版发行之后，陆客到台湾将更有机会了解法轮功真相。
The research that David Matus and I did showed that Falun Gong are about 2/3 of the torture victims and half of those in forced labor camps across China.
中国政府拒绝两人的入境调查申请，他们只能多方引用中共官方公布的数据进行比对，调查访谈，收集了52项证据，写出血腥的活摘报告。
So what we did in our two reports and in the book Bloody Harvest, which is outside, is accumulate the evidence that we thought we could, which led us to come to the conclusion that indeed Falun Gong are being killed for their organs.
根据2008年美国国务院国家报告记载，被关押在中国劳教所内的囚犯估计有25万人。2006年3月，多位证人指证中共活体摘取器官牟利，并设置焚尸炉毁尸灭迹。一个月后，法轮功受迫害真相联合调查团宣布成立，英文简称 CIPFG。大卫麦塔斯和大卫乔高自愿接受委托，展开锲而不舍的调查工作。
我认为有很大的影响，在台湾来说哈。对很多人过去不愿意去面对这个真相，那我觉得两位大卫的这个书出来，这个真相本身至少让很多主张者他们有更有根据可以去告诉大家说发生什么事哈。
目前其实能够调查是有限的，具体成就也就两位 David 的这本报告书，但可喜的事情变成中文。我想首先在台湾就可以用比较好的方法让更多人看到这样的调查报告。
2006年在活摘器官被首度公开后，全台湾有11个县市通过人权议案谴责并呼吁国际制止中共活摘器官暴行。2011年血腥的活摘器官中译本发行， 两位大卫三度来台揭露中共血腥真相，也为两岸华人此刻的频繁交往提供关键思考。经常亚太电视曾一豪、张明竹台湾台报道。
独立调查有关中共活摘法轮功学员器官谋取暴利的两位加拿大人权律师大卫麦塔斯和加拿大前亚太司司长大卫乔高，星期二上午接受台湾立委田秋瑾的邀请，在台湾立法院举办血腥的活摘器官中文版新书座谈会，有多位立委到场声援，也有人提议修法，别让台湾民众在不知情的情况下误当帮凶。
相较之前的调查报告发表是以各国政府为对象，第三度来台的两个大卫共同著作的血腥的活摘器官发行中文版，希望让华文读者更了解活摘真相。
Doctors would come into the camps, they would look in their eyes, they would examine their organs with ultrasound and the like, and they were the only people in these camps who were medically examined thoroughly.
We're hoping through this book tour is to get the message out to the people of Taiwan about the abuse that's happening and what can be done about it.
不但要对中国这款的暴行提出谴责哈，并且爱我们台湾人更加进一步了解。
台湾人有到中国去做这样的一个买卖器官，那么相关的医疗体系，包括卫生署。包括健保单位怎么来做处理？
立委提议修法，勿让台湾民众成为活摘器官的帮凶。卫生署官员回应保守：
因为民众自由到境外去就医、去做器官移植，回国以后是不是要健保或者相关的法令去规范，把它禁止？我觉得这是应该去整体的配套。
Could you at least recommend to your minister that he put up on your foreign affairs website that?If patients go from Taiwan to China, there's a very good chance that they're going to be getting the kidney or the liver of a Falun Gong practitioner who's been convicted of no offense and is simply working as forced labor in a labor camp.
因为揭发中共活摘器官人权暴行，获得2010年诺贝尔和平奖提名的两个大卫短暂停留立法院，又风尘仆仆地赶搭高铁南下，继续到下个城市揭露中共血腥活摘器官的真相。新唐亚太电视陈金娇、张明竹台湾特别报道。
观众朋友们好，接下来带您关心台湾的最新消息。血腥的活摘器官这本书描述了中国近年来在器官移植手术方面形同活体超市的现象，这也引发了医界伦理的讨论。有医师主张应该立法禁止使用来源不明的器官，以免在不知情的情况下成为人权恶行的帮凶。台湾法轮功团体也呼吁政府、立法院和民众不要再容许活摘器官的恶行继续发生。
这本书的名字应该叫 Never Again。 二次大战的时候有灭油的事实，把人关在这个毒气室里面，在21世纪的中国大陆竟然有这样子恐怖的邪恶，相当于把人放在这个毒气室里面有什么样的两样。
在血腥的活摘器官书中记载，2006年到2007年，中国被处决的死刑犯数量减少 53%， 器官移植数量却没有相应减少。医师指出，台湾与中国由于血缘相近，移植配对成功几率大，因此台湾人赴大陆移植器官的市场需求大，无形中助长了非法活摘的恶行。
这样的器官的需求就跟一个没有钱的人一样，那请问他如果有自由就业的权利，那缺钱的人是不是有到外国去自由抢钱的权利？没有啊，是不是？你没有钱你不能到处去抢人家，或者叫别人去帮你抢啊，那你抢钱你就犯法啊。为什么去拿人家器官你就没有犯法？说我们要有个器官来源不明罪，你的器官不能讲究来源，不能讲清楚来源的话就是罪，因为什么？那里面是杀人罪。
2006年，总统府曾财事结合陆委会、卫生署及法务部成立人民赴中国接受器官移植关怀委员会，但政党轮替后便无疾而终。台湾法轮功律师团发言人呼吁政府及立法院正视台湾人到中国器官移植可能衍生的健康及伦理问题。
我们立法院诸公应该要责成我们的行政机关，对于现行的法规应该做重新的审视。而且在执行不力的地方应该要严格的督导。
朱婉琪强调，许多人可能真的不了解法轮功在中国受迫害的惨烈情况，华人社会的民众透过阅读血腥的活摘器官，对中共本质有更清醒的认识，呼吁社会共同制止迫害。新唐亚太电视陈金娇、张明竹台湾特别报道。
观众朋友们好，接下来带您关心台湾的最新消息。血腥的活摘器官这本书的两位作者大卫麦塔斯和大卫乔高来台湾的行程紧凑，27号他们受邀到中央广播电台向大陆听众揭露中共活摘法轮功学员器官的黑幕。麦塔斯严肃地指出，目前中国大陆的死刑执行因为受到很多限制，数量已经下降，但是移植器官的数量却没有相应减少。他们严肃地指出，活摘法轮功学员器官的罪行还在发生。
以52种证据揭露中共活摘法轮功学员器官黑幕，大卫麦塔斯、大卫乔高受访时严肃地指出目前中国现况。
Our estimate is that up until the time our report was written, there was about 10,000 transplants a year, about 2,500 coming from prisoners sentenced to death, and about 7,500 a year coming from Falun Gong practitioners. Since our report came out, there's been a decrease in the death penalty because of a decrease in the number of offenses that are punishable by the death penalty, a centralization of the death penalty from regional courts to the Supreme Court, and a ruling that evidence extracted from torture cannot be used in death penalty cases, the combination of which has cut down the number of death penalties substantially. So our estimate is more recently that out of the 10,000 a year, 1,500 are from death penalty cases and 8,500 are from Falun Gong practitioners.
两个大卫调查整理的血腥的活摘器官，书中写道，2006年到2007年，中国被处决的死刑犯数量减少53%，移植数量却没有相应减少，而2008年，肝移植数量甚至回升到历史高水平。
当下我们在做访问的时候，这一种不非法的这种器官移植还在中国大陆正大量还在进行。
China set up a donation system for the first time in March 2010. And over the course of that year, the Chinese newspapers reported in all of China, they managed to elicit 37 donations. So donations remain statistically insignificant as a source of organs.
Yes, indeed, but it is fair to say, I think, that the number of foreigners, that organ tourists that are going to China for organs is down. For example, to take Australia, we've been told that the number of Australians going to China for organs is collapsed, as was the term that was used to us by a government spokesman. So I think when people realize in Taiwan or Canada or Australia or wherever that these organs are coming from innocent men and women in work camps, Falun Gong practitioners, many of them, David just said he thought it was 3/4, that people will not go to China for organs.
血腥的活摘器官一书震撼国际医界、政界，中文版选择在台湾问世，要在两岸互动频频之际把真相传递大陆。新唐人电视陈嘉诚真台湾台报道。
28号晚间，加拿大人权律师大卫乔高与大卫麦塔斯带着新出版的中文版活摘器官调查报告，前往台湾新竹的清华大学，揭露中共血腥摘除法轮功学员器官的真相。大卫乔高表示，活摘器官现在还在发生，两位大卫呼吁知道真相的人们共同制止这场惨绝人寰的大规模虐杀。
参与座谈会前，个性严肃、行事严谨的大卫麦塔斯回忆起2006年第一次听闻中国法轮功学员遭到活摘器官的事实，向我们说道。
My first reaction was, this may be true, may not be true, and the only way to find out is to do a proper investigation. So when we started off investigating it, I was hoping that our investigation would find that this was not happening, because I like to think better of humanity than that. And so when we concluded that this was true, I was disappointed in our own conclusions, because obviously the fact that tens of thousands of people are being killed for their organs, total innocence, is an awful reality to face.
人权律师以客观独立的调查报告证明中共活活地从法轮功学员身上将器官摘走，谋取利益。
The book has just come out, and it really does set out the evidence. What's more, we have all the evidence we have in there is independently verifiable. So if anybody, nobody has to take our word for it. They can just look at the evidence and make up their own mind.
另一个大卫，前加拿大亚太事务司司长大卫乔高说，活摘器官仍是现在进行时。
Oh yes, it's, of course, it's, in fact, tragically, I have to tell you that the number of organ transplants taken from Falun Gong practitioners is gone up, and that is because the number of convicted persons who have been executed have been going down, the number of transplants have been going constant or up, and that means because Falun Gong is the only source of donors in a substantial way, other than executed prisoners, executed criminals, that the number of organ pillaging from Falun Gong has gone up, and that's another tragedy.
面对新竹清华师生，两位大卫不断强调，这些残酷的事实目前依然持续在中国大陆发生着，也在座谈会中多次呼吁，已经知道这个事实的人们都应该站出来，尽一己之力，共同制止这惨绝人寰的大规模虐杀。新唐亚太电视黄静瑜、佘志成，台湾新竹采访报道。